AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump's continued effort to cast the election as illegal and today's declared riot by Trump supporters at the U.S. Capitol widens the gap between himself, his backers, and other Republicans.
Although President Trump released a video telling supporters to go home after they'd smashed their way into the U.S. Capitol, breaching the chambers and legislators' offices, Trump has tweeted out praise despite a woman shooting death. His tweet says, "These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots." Wisconsin State Representative Mike Gallagher.
Call it off. The election is over.
Gallagher wouldn't go along with his colleagues' plans to suggest they could overturn the election.
This is the cost of this effort.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Twitter, for the first time, locks Trump's account, demanding he remove tweets excusing violence. Facebook has removed his video telling supporters to go home.
The short video posted by President Donald Trump late Wednesday, hours after some supporters first stormed the U.S. Capitol, was removed by Facebook and Twitter. In the video, Trump urged supporters to go home while still falsely disputing the integrity of the presidential election.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election.
Facebook Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said on Twitter, the video contributes to rather than diminishes the risk of ongoing violence. While the video was still up, Twitter blocked people from being able to retweet or comment on it. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will be back in session to count the electoral votes later this evening. This is AP News. Many people are asking, when can they get their coronavirus shots?
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that the next few weeks could be dangerous as the coronavirus surges. But the good news? The U.S. could soon be giving at least a million COVID-19 shots a day. Vaccinations got off to a slower than expected start. The public was frustrated. Health officials were frustrated. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan announced the National Guard would help get shots into arms. And he warned facilities that let even a quarter of their vaccines sit on the shelf, they may not get as much in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida launched an investigation into an upscale nursing home amid reports it administered coronavirus vaccines to wealthy donors, members of a country club, along with its residents and employees. Morse Life Health Systems is a nonprofit that operates a nursing home and assisted living facility in West Palm Beach. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.